And we are going to stay in Hollywood for this edition of the feature we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests to share the songs that keep them jamming. Today we hear from filmmaker Reginald Hudlin. He is a producer and director. He's also one of the few African-American voting members of the Academy Awards. And there's a bit of Oscar flavor to his playlist. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Reginald Hudlin, and I'm a motion picture producer and director. And right now I'm In Your Ear, and I'm talking about music for the Oscars, specifically nominees for Best Song. And this year, there was an actual musical made, which is The Muppets. And The Muppets had a lot of great songs in it. And one of the songs was nominated called Man or Muppet, which is a very clever song. But I think the Academy got it wrong this time. I have to be honest. The song I thought was spectacular in that movie is Life's a Happy Song.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand.
Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face.
Life's a happy song. And there's someone by my side to sing along.
Life's a Happy Song is so inspiring. The main vocal hook, which is, I've got everything I need right in front of me. That's exactly what I want my kids to be singing to themselves and take to heart.
I've got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me. Nothing that I can't be with you right here next to me.
I play it for them on the way to school in the morning. In fact, one of the reasons why the kids were sort of primed for the Muppet movie is because of Harry Belafonte. Now you go, well, what does Harry Belafonte have to do with the Muppets? Well, an album I grew up with a child was Harry Belafonte Live at Carnegie Hall. And I wanted to play the kids the Banana Boat song.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Amazingly enough, the first time that Harry Belafonte did the Banana Boat song on television was his appearance on The Muppet Show.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
So I show my kids the Banana Boat song with the Muppets. They're laughing, they're loving the song, so now they're into Harry Belafonte. So all we've got to do is wait for another 10 or 15 years and I can show them the documentary, hear my song, so they can learn what else Harry Belafonte did. But I love that they can listen to Life's a Happy Song and the Banana Boat song, and they're hearing some great music, and they also have this weird thematic connection.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Now, for some reason, when I was listening to Life's a Happy Song, it made me think of an old Stevie Wonder song. Not a hit record, but something deep in his vast and diverse catalog. A song called Take Up a Course in Happiness.
When life reaches out and takes you on an unpleasant ride, and your bridge of dreams comes tumbling down.
Take Up a Course in Happiness is a really fun, real pop song. Really not something you would associate with Stevie Wonder, but it kind of sounds like Life's a Happy Song. So I play the Banana Boat song, I play Life's a Happy Song, then I segue into the Stevie. And my kids love this song, and they're singing along with Stevie, Take Up a Course in Happiness. And you've got three great songs which are kid-friendly, but most importantly, parent-friendly. Because like a lot of parents, I can't stand kid music, but I love adult music that kids can groove to. So those are three songs you can rock for your kids as you're dropping them off to school. And even when the kids get out, you can keep playing.
Take up
That was filmmaker Reginald Hudlin telling us what's playing in his ear. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.